na 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 Nancy, you got it all.
Somebody's calling me now. Well, they're just going to have to wait and leave a message. Okay, let's begin with a little Roots.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Fun song, right? I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is in the switchboard room all the way from Pueblo, Colorado. Betty Jo's movie, Cake, a Love Story. All right. To reel the rest of the story of the movie, you can go, I believe it's on Amazon. It's called It Had to Be Us. Check it out, Betty Jo. All right. I'm trying to double task here as people are calling my one cell phone and I'm doing everything else at the same time. It can make you crazy. Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. So you want to check that out. Yes, you do. All righty. I want to also go this route here. What day is it? We're coming up on Flag Day, I think, right? So many things to celebrate, but I like to celebrate New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're stopping, we're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the Torch of Freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking. Walk over him. He's okay. We're walking. We're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're being mugged. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
We do. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, with George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Mom and Pop Shop Facebook, and you can follow the thread there to listen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. Go to Tune In right here in Miramar. That's what it's called. Tune In right here in Miramar. All right, let's keep the show going. Here we go.
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman.
Hello.
No mic. Oh, she's real loud. No mic is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lamora.
What?
an Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I have to chase myself and my own neighborhood. I'm a dick. I'm a shark. I'm a dick. I'm a shark.
Hi, what's your name?
Eric.
Eric? What do you do, Eric?
Simon talks about uplifting movies. Okay. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. with Betty Jo Tucker. Check it. I just like saying her name. Cyanide77, how are you? Yeah, it's crazy. The weather's crazy. Everything's crazy. Just trying to multitask at the same time. And let's see. I have an artist today. Yes, I do. I got to scroll up to find him. My switchboard has so much stuff on it now. Okay, his name is Drew Jacobs. www.drewjacobs.com. And Drew does funny songs. Let's see if I could find him. He's our featured music artist of the day. And okay, here we go. Drew Jacobs. His CDs are also available on CD Baby. Here we go.
Celebrating my 50th birthday? Yeah? Thank you. It was a couple of years ago when I celebrated. Took me a couple of years to write a song. I have centuries candles on my birthday cake. Friends gather round like they're at my wake. When someone announces, I've heard it's been said, 50's the new 30, aren't you glad you're not dead? I rise to the challenge, you've said nothing new, I believe it, if it were true. If 50's the new 30, as you would hear, why is it hair grows out my nose and my ears? There's hair between my eyebrows that won't go away. To make matters worse, it's all coming in gray. If 50 is the new 30, then what are these pills? When I was a young man, I had no such ills. Cholesterol, blood pressure, things I should watch. Wash them all down with some 12-year-old scotch. When I check the mail, it's so hard to believe. Each day I'm insulted by AARP. Their membership letters I can't comprehend. Well, they realize I'm too young for dependence. I look in the mirror as I think to myself, to lose a few pounds would be good for my health. So let's turn back the scale like we're turning back time. 200 pounds is the new 169. Right? Yeah! For my wife, turning 50 was not bad at all. The best friend forever is Miss Clairol. She says moisturizer is the fountain of youth. She looks 29, and I'm long in the tooth. My dog just turned 7, to him 49. He sleeps all day long, which to me is just fine. He no longer barks at a knock at the door. Does he know dog ears? That sends the new form. Let's party all night. That once was my creed. Now I get sleepy when I'm smoking weed. After three little tokes, my memory fades. Is now 65. 80's the new 60. Do the math in your head.
had to download it. He didn't get the MP3s to me in time. He sent them. He thought he sent the right format. But always double check with your radio host people to make sure they got the right format that you sent. All right. It's a tricky business, this radio thing. But he's a funny guy, so I want to play him. Drew Jacobs. His CDs are available on CD.com. And here's another one he did that was pretty funny. It's also a video on YouTube.
I raked up nearly 17 bags of leaves from neighbors' trees that landed gently on my lawn, but it's not where they belong. It happens this time every year. The sky turns gray and then you hear the wind that blows these autumn days fills my yard with my neighbor's leaves. I make my way home from Lowe's with lawn leaf bags, rakes, and hoes. Desperately across the yard, I see my neighbor at his car. I call to him, "Come rake with me." Yells out some obscenity. I say, "They're all your leaves! There's 17! My arms are weak, my hands are sore. I cannot rake up one leaf more. I put my extra bags away. They'll have to wait for another day. I raked up nearly 70 bags of leaves from neighbors' trees. Next year I've got a better plan. I'm moving to a condominium. I've had enough. I'm getting too old for this nonsense. I raked up nearly 70.
Pretty funny, Drew Jacobs. Gotta love him. All right. okay. What do we got? Oh, time's going fast, kids. Time's going fast. I gotta time it out here. Fanny Flagg. Ah, I like Fanny Flagg. Let's do Fanny Flagg in the local news.
Hi, this is Susan Whitbarter back again with the morning news and another with announcement. But first, ladies, do you make biscuits that make your family say yummy? Well, if not, I want you to get some mixed cream lighted with other flour. And when you use mixed cream lighted with other flour, you're going to make biscuits that's going to make your whole family say yummy. And everybody's going to say yummy. Here's a wedding announcement that's a little closer to home. Mrs. Moselle Hicks announces the engagement of her daughter Juanita to Stephen Fourth Class Curtis Johnson. Miss Hicks, who attended Central Lee High School, is employed by the Roxy Theater as a candy girl and part-time Mr. Johnson attended New Merkle Grammar School. The wedding will take place in the home of the bride, and Juanita will wear a white net ballerina length dress with shoes, purse, hat, gloves, and ankle bracelets to match. The bride will enter from the kitchen. Curtis and his father, Willis B. Johnson, will enter from the front porch. Music will be supplied by a number of Kate Smith recordings. After the ceremony, a reception for the couple will be held at the Tradeaways bus station. Where the bride's mother is an employee. Immediately following the ceremony and reception, the couple will leave for a short honeymoon trip to Don McNeil's Breakfast Club in Chicago. The couple will reside in the Orange Grove Trailer Park near Mr. Johnson's stable base. Good luck to Juanita and Curtis. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Dateline Divorce. And as always, I leave you with the thought for the day. Protect your heart as you would your other vital organs.
Ah, Fanny Flagg. We gotta love her. She's terrific. Oh, we're winding down here. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She gets triple the plugs because she's listening. All right, check it out. And I'm going to keep multitasking with my day in New York. It got warm again, cold again, warm again, cold again. And that's the way it goes. We'll go out on a Nancy Lombardo song.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada! When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hip and clench, headlock and dominate. And sway and glide and sway and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate Lombada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive Lombada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy Lombada. Arbitrage!
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to watch my show, www.mnn.org, Lifestyle Channel, tonight at 7 p.m. New York time. Thank you, and everybody have a beautiful day. Just a beautiful day. Thank you. Goodbye.